Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome into Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader. I hope all of you are having fantastic Mondays wherever you may be across this great land. I am off and running, and we're officially underway with the college football season. Rejoice. I know it's been chaos a lot of different places. In 1 hour, I will be live on Fox Bet Live as season 4 of Fox Bet Live gets underway. A little bit different of a look. You'll see yourself, Cousin Sal, and myself, along with Alex Curry. Todd Furman and Rachel Bonetto will not be on the show this year. Both have elected not to return, and so we will discuss all that and more. I want to tell you right off the top, biggest game of the weekend is Clemson against Georgia. That is on Saturday in Charlotte. We will be there. Also want to let you know, we are starting our tour all over the South on what is going to be, I believe, a good foot, I would say, on the opening Thursday of the college football season. We will be live in Knoxville at the Uptown Bar and Grill. That is 1912 Cumberland Avenue. The Outkick 360, which now broadcasts from 3 to 6 Eastern. They're going on right now. They will be on live from 3 to 6 Eastern doing a live show there. We will have a pre- and a post-game party. I encourage all of you to swing by there and make sure that you are able to hang out and have a good time there. Also, 30-1 right now. You bet $5, you get back $150. All you have to do is pick the winner of Georgia Clemson. FanDuel.com/clay. That is FanDuel.com/clay. Bet $5, 30-1. Turn that $5 into $150. You and a buddy can both bet $5 each, and if you win, 30-1 payout, you are guaranteed. One of you takes Georgia, the other one takes Clemson. For $10, you are guaranteed $150 back. Again, go sign up today, especially if you're in Arizona. You guys are going to be live soon. FanDuel.com/clay. All right, let's start with opening weekend of college football. Scott Frost and Nebraska lost to Brett Bielema in Illinois in the Big Ten opener. Scott Frost falls to 12-21 as the head coach of Nebraska. Brett Bielema gets his first win since he was at Arkansas as a head coach, and this is ominous for Nebraska fans. I feel for Nebraska fans, because much like Nebraska fans out there, I am a fan of a program that was dominant in the late 90s and now has fallen on its face over the last 20 or so years, although Tennessee held things together, I would argue, maybe a little bit better than Nebraska has. You can debate that. But Scott Frost was supposed to be the savior. He was supposed to be the guy who showed up. He wore that coach's polo better than maybe anybody has ever rocked a coach's polo before. He was the chosen son, prodigal son, returning to Nebraska, and he was going to have everything rolling. It's the fourth straight year he's lost the first game of the season. NCAA investigation into whether or not they have violated rules to the extent that anybody cares about NCAA investigations anymore. And again, just 12-21 as he begins his fourth year at Nebraska. Is it possible that Scott Frost, who left Central Florida, everybody in college football wanted him. He had Central Florida absolutely rolling, and now everything has blown up in his face at Nebraska. Things are only going to get more tough if you look ahead at how difficult Nebraska's schedule is going forward. I'm not optimistic that he's going to be able to turn things around. Suddenly, boy, does Bo Pelini ever look like a guy who Nebraska wishes they had never let go? How about Bill Callahan? It's an ugly situation there. Props to the Fighting Illini fans. 6.5-point underdog. Brett Bielema's squad got the dub in that one. Again, Nebraska loses to Illinois. Scott Frost now 12-21 in year four as it begins. Continued discussions about Deshaun Watson potentially going to the Miami Dolphins. Now, this is wild to me. 22 different women have currently pending civil sexual assault lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. 10 different women have alleged that he criminally sexually assaulted them, yet there are now reports that Deshaun Watson is going to be active on the Houston Texans roster. They have to get it to 53, remember. Somehow he hasn't been suspended. He hasn't had to miss any games at all, even though he's not playing with the Texans. And I never want to hear about athletes being treated unfairly, particularly black quarterbacks, ever again, because I've never seen anything like this. You have got 24 different women, 10 of them criminal sexual assaults, 22 different civil sexual assaults. Two women haven't filed lawsuits and have just brought criminal charges or attempted to bring criminal charges against Deshaun Watson, have made criminal complaints. Yet a bunch of different NFL teams are willing to trade for Deshaun Watson and no suspension whatsoever has happened. A lot different than Ben Roethlisberger, a lot different than Ezekiel Elliott. The NFL, most media haven't even asked a question. They haven't even asked a question about what's going on with Deshaun Watson. After all this domestic violence obsession and after all the personal conduct obsessions, nothing is going to happen, it doesn't appear, to Deshaun Watson at all. And somebody may be willing to trade for him, particularly the Miami Dolphins are the favorite, according to OutKick's Armando Salguero, who wrote a great piece about it. Of course, Miami Dolphins have a quarterback right now. It's Tua Tagovailoa, and we don't know what's going to happen with him going forward, worth paying attention to. Speaking of inconsistency, I don't know if any of you noticed this, but Maria Taylor, who just got Rachel Nichols fired, Maria Taylor is in a picture posing alongside of Drew Brees. They are now partners, Maria Taylor and Drew Brees are, as it pertains to going forward, the NBC Sports Network. And some of you may be saying, well, why is that news? That doesn't sound like very much of a story. Well, what I would encourage you to do is at least consider what Maria Taylor said after Drew Brees explained why he stood for the national anthem. In particular, I am going to read you some of these quotes. Do you remember when Drew Brees came out? Drew Brees got in trouble last year when he said, "I'll always stand for the flag because of what it means to me and to honor all those who have sacrificed, who have served and died for our country, and those who have struggled to move this country forward." That's what Drew Brees said. That was controversial. Everybody got furious at Drew Brees. Remember that? When he had the audacity to say that last year. In response, Maria Taylor was so mad. She was then at ESPN. What did Maria Taylor say? "Shame on you," she said on ESPN's First Take. "Would Drew Brees do this if there was no backlash? Did his heart actually change?" This was after Drew Brees apologized. "You were not doing the right things before, and I really wonder why the apology is happening now. I'm exhausted, and I'm tired of having to listen to someone say something like that. How dare Drew Brees say why he stands for the national anthem? And then having to sit back. Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe it's not in his heart. When you reveal yourself to me and you say something like that and say it out of an intolerant mind," oh the irony, "and or heart or a non-empathetic heart, and for the last 5 years all we've seen is countless deaths in the street, my patience left my body when I watched George Floyd take his last breath." That's Maria Taylor ripping Drew Brees to the high heavens for explaining why he stood for the national anthem. Well, as Bobby Barak points out, one of two things is true. Either Maria Taylor is a very forgiving person, and she doesn't hold a grudge, and she always puts her team first, and so she'll pose with Drew Brees for a photo. obviously, if you paid attention to the Rachel Nichols story, that seems fairly unlikely. Or this is the truth. Maria Taylor was never actually mad at Drew Brees. She just got angry because it was good for her brand. And now it's good for her brand to be a good teammate and pose side by side with Drew Brees, smiling like she never ripped him to the high heavens and said anything negative about him at all. A couple of other different things that are out here. We got a lot of different stories to get to today. But first, let me tell you all about my friends at X-Chair. X-Chair, this is the best chair anywhere, I have to tell you. And I've had the opportunity to sit in a lot of chairs in my life. And this one is the absolute best. And let me explain why it is the best. Because it's got heating, cooling, massaging, all of it can take care thanks to the newest innovation, the Elemax temperature regulation, takes your seating comfort to a whole new level. I work all the time. Today, just as an example, wrote all about sports gambling this morning. I encourage you to read it. Then I had a three-hour radio show. I'm doing this show right now. I'm about to do my television show. God knows how many other obligations I will have. We're filming right now a brand new show downstairs that's going to be a part of Fox Nation. We got so many different shows, I can barely keep track of what's going on. I need to be comfortable. I need to be sitting in the best possible chair. And thanks to Elemax, my comfort is guaranteed. You can get hooked up with your own chair. It's the most comfortable chair I've ever sat in by going to xchairclay.com. X-Chair on sale now, $100 off. Go to xchairclay.com. That's the letter X, chair, C-L-A-Y.com, or call 1-844-4-X-CHAIR. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee, complete comfort. You can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. All you have to do is go to xchair.com, xchairclay.com right now. Use the code XWheels for free X-Wheel blade casters, and you'll be glad that you did that. I want to hit you with COVID survival rates. And if we could put up a graphic for the individual section of this, there's a preprint study that's coming out from doctors Ioannidis and Axfors, two Stanford physicians. And they looked at all the COVID infections all over the country, and they found this data. Infection survival rate. This is if you are infected with COVID. If you're between the ages of birth and 19 years old and you get COVID, your survival rate is 99.9973%. You are more likely to be murdered in a given year than you are to die of COVID if you are between the ages of 0 and 19. Between the ages of 20 and 29, your COVID survival rate, if you are infected, 99.986%. If you're between the ages of 30 and 39, your COVID survival rate, 99.969%. If you are between the ages of 40 and 49, your survival rate, 99.918%. And even if you are between the ages of 50 and 59, your survival rate, 99.73%. If you are between the ages of 60 and 69, your survival rate is 99.41%. So if you are under 70 and you get COVID, you have a 99.41% chance of survival at the absolute worst. I think this data matters. And I also think the sharing of relevant data should be permissible everywhere. Unfortunately, that's not the case on Twitter, where they have banned Alex Berenson from their service. I think this is a big deal because so far as I have seen, all of the data that Alex Berenson has shared has been accurate. He's been forward thinking and he's been pointing out where we are headed, which helps in theory to allow a better response public policy wise. He was one of the first people to start looking at the Israeli data. And the Israeli data today hit a significant issue and a significant level. Israel has hit a new COVID high for infections, despite the fact that Israel is one of the most vaccinated countries in the entire world. It is because of Israeli data that we are talking now about the idea of needing a booster shot. Indeed, Israel now is saying people who have had two COVID vaccines are not in their country considered to be fully vaccinated. They need to get another vaccine in order to be considered fully vaccinated. Three different shots. What's going on here? How has the Israeli data gotten so out of control to such an extent is a really fascinating question. Why do we think the booster is going to work going forward? We don't know. What exactly is occurring as it pertains to the vaccines? These are all highly legitimate questions brought on by the Israeli data. And we don't know exactly what the story is going to be for Israel going forward. I just hit you with all those survival rates. We have to have accurate facts and data in order to make intelligent decisions. If we don't have accurate facts and data, we can't make intelligent decisions. And so, Israel hitting a new COVID high, this needs to be discussed and debated and contemplated way more than it is. And when you ban people like Alex Berenson from Twitter for sharing things that are factually accurate, what you do is make our national discourse less reliable in general as it pertains to going forward. Afghanistan is a huge mess. We all know this. Maybe the biggest foreign policy failure in 50 years. Probably it is, going all the way back to Saigon in 1975. Well, the Braves, I want to give credit to the Braves and other entertainers who I saw doing this, but I saw the Braves in particular over the weekend. The 13 individuals who died in the bombing attack, the suicide bombing attack in Afghanistan, the Braves put American flags on 13 different seats and reserved them in honor of the heroes who gave their lives for our country. And I want to give the Braves praise for doing so. I also want to reiterate how much we owe to our troops and everybody out there who is on any single day potentially giving up their life in order to try to protect other people. And for everybody out there who wants to argue that America is an awful place or a terrible country, in the history of the world, how many times have you seen mothers passing their babies to men and women in uniform in order because they know that those soldiers will protect their babies in foreign lands? Think about the history of war. Think about the history of soldiers. It's almost unheard of in human history for a baby to be handed by the mother to a soldier for safekeeping and protection, particularly when that's occurring in a foreign land with a not the same nationality soldier. America has always been, and I believe always will be, a force for good in a world bounded by evil. We are the greatest success story in the history of the world as it pertains to human rights, to individual freedom, to mass spreading of good in a world that is filled all too often with evil. And just think about that. That image of a mother passing her baby to a soldier, and ask yourself how many times in history that has ever happened before. The answer is almost never. Want to tell everybody out there who is a fan of OutKick in Louisiana, now in Mississippi, Alabama, as Hurricane Ida is making its way through the country. Soon we'll be in Tennessee. I wish you the best. Certainly at OutKick, we're going to do whatever we can to try to help everybody in the pathway of that storm. And we also just want to encourage all of you to donate and help as best you can. But one small measure of humor that I saw in New Orleans, where all of the grocery store shelves were stripped as everybody got ready for the hurricane to hit. And by the way, over nearly 2 million people without power in that area right now. One of the only things that was left on the shelves were some Anthony Davis Ruffles potato chips. Anthony Davis obviously played for the Pelicans in New Orleans and then demanded that he be traded to the LA Lakers or traded away from the Pelicans. And I just thought that was an amazing little video. If you didn't already see it, Anthony Davis ruffles being left behind as everyone made the choice not to buy those based on the relationship of Anthony Davis in that city. I want to tell you guys right now all about Manscaped. If you go right now and take care of yourself, it's getting to be closer and closer to return of school season for many of you, college, grad school, high school, wherever you might be. It's time for you to make sure that everything is in good working order for you with the Lawnmower 4.0. Lawnmower 4.0, it works in the shower. It's waterproof. It will hook you up and give you a precise shave no matter where you are headed. It also, this weed whacker is amazing. All of these different products called the Ultra Smooth Package will help to take care of you and ensure that you don't have any issue. You're not going to get chafed. You're not going to get cut up. Use the wrong trimmer. Hey, that can happen to the best of us. Right now, you get 20% off and free shipping with the code DBAP20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code DBAP20 at manscaped.com for a clean Trinity and beyond. Your Spaceballs will thank you. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code DBAP20 at manscaped.com. Couple of NFL stories. Mac Jones has looked phenomenal. Have you guys paid attention to how good Mac Jones has looked in the preseason so far? In his last seven drives, five touchdowns. Five touchdowns, a field goal, only one punt. I know, it's the preseason, but five of his last seven preseason drives have ended in a touchdown. It'll be curious to see what the overall decision of Bill Belichick is. Did Cam Newton lose his starting job after this stupid COVID rule when he wasn't able to practice for 5 days and Mac Jones went in and got all the snaps worth paying attention to? Right now, Bill Belichick, at least when I sat down and started this show, there had been no decision about who the starting quarterback was going to be. Also, continued tumult in Indianapolis, lots of injuries, and now Carson Wentz had just come back from a foot injury. Looked like he was going to be back for week one with no issues. He's now on the COVID list. The NFL doesn't tell us who tests positive for COVID or not, but this is going to be a major issue going forward for every team as it pertains to breakthrough cases. If you look at the Israeli data, the vaccines do not protect people for very long. After about 6 months, that vaccine wears off in a major way. Natural immunity is the best possible protection, even though hardly anyone will talk about it. And if you don't have natural immunity, you may well get another infection of COVID through the COVID variant. Finally, this is out of Los Angeles. LA kept its kids out of school from March all the way basically through last year. The head of LA Public Schools was asked about this, and she said LA schools mostly locked down half of the city's 600,000 kindergarten through 12th grade students were impacted in a major way. The poorer you were, the more of an issue you were likely to have. And she said, this is Myart Cruz. She is the 47-year-old who is in charge of the school district there. Let me make sure I get her exact title right, by the way. I want to make sure I get the right title before I give you this quote, which is going to blow your mind and you're going to say, oh my God, how is this possibly true? This is the teachers union president of LA. She said, it's okay that our babies may not have learned all their times tables. They learned resilience. They learned survival. they learned critical thinking skills. They know the difference between a riot and a protest. They know the words insurrection and coup. The head of the LA Student Teachers Union, Los Angeles, Cicely Meyer Cruz, said students are better off even though they haven't been in school for over a year because they know the difference between a riot and a protest. By the way, not really sure that they do. And they know the words insurrection and coup. That is an absolute embarrassment. I feel bad for the kids of the city of Los Angeles. All right. I appreciate all of you. My name is Clay Travis. Encourage you to go get your bets in at fanduel.com/clay. In a half hour, I will be on with you guys on Fox Bet Live for Season 4. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP, encourage you to go download the podcast and subscribe. President Donald Trump will be our guest tomorrow live on Clay and Buck at 2:05 Eastern. We will talk to you then. I'll see you on television in less than a half hour at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Mountain, 2 o'clock Pacific on FS1. Thank you, guys.